A reading from the book of Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was to come, he gave them this answer. The kingdom of God does not admit of observation, and there will be no one to say, "Look here, look there," for you must know the kingdom of God is among you. He said to the disciples, "A time will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and will not see it. They will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Make no move. Do not set off in pursuit. For as the lightning flashing from one part of heaven lights up the other, so will be the Son of Man when his day comes. But first he must suffer grievously and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord. Recently, a friend of mine lost her keys. She couldn't remember where she had left them. She retraced her steps, looked in every possible place where she thought she may have dropped them, and finally found them in her own coat pocket. She had checked her coat pocket previously, but had not reached down deep enough. In today's gospel, the Pharisees are asking Jesus when the kingdom of God was to come. Their idea of God's kingdom wasn't what Jesus had in mind. But Jesus tells them not to go about frantically looking for it, because it does not admit of observation. It can only be found when we realize that the kingdom of God is among us. In some other passages, Jesus also says the kingdom of God is within us. We may go about looking here and looking there for signs of God's presence and action in our lives. And Jesus says, look within yourself. Dig deep within yourself. St. Augustine says that God resides within us and makes God's home within us. But we are the ones who are often not at home. How do we say to God, "I'm home"? How do we dig deep within ourselves to experience God's presence and love residing within us? I think one way we can dig deep is to be still within and without, to try to settle our minds and hearts and bodies and just be present within ourselves, to slow down and allow the God within us to show himself to us, to reflect on our experiences in the light of God's love and providence, believing that for those who love God, all things work for the good, to expect that we will see the traces of God's love within the experiences of our daily life. This takes some effort. However, if we have the desire to recognize God among us and within us, and to make ourselves available at home with God, we will not only share in God's life and love personally, but we will help to bring about this kingdom of God in our world. Today is the feast of St. Martin of Tours. There is a story that once when Martin was traveling by horse on a cold night, he saw a beggar on the side of the road, suffering from the cold because he had no cloak. Martin tore his own cloak and gave half of it to the beggar. That night, Martin dreamed he saw Jesus wrapped in Martin's half cloak. He was able to recognize that the kingdom of God, God's presence and love, was as near to him as the beggar was. God was within Martin, inspiring him to know what love required him to do. What might God be calling us to today? Maybe to dig down deep and discover God within us, inviting us to stay home and keep God company for a little while, and to find that we are very satisfied to just be with our gracious God.